With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Big Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch out here, alongside the soon-to-be-named Pro Football Hall of Famer, Packers Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36. You know him. You know the voice. I think it's funny. I was doing this also with when we had Johnny McLaughlin on the other day.
Yep.
And they always tell us the radio etiquette they taught us in radio school.
Yes.
Reset. Make sure everybody
so
knows
you went to
the
school
voices.
For this?
I somewhat.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you just winged it. It would have been funnier.
Well, I mean, I went to school mostly to study a couple of things. I did a lot of 12-ounce curls.
Oh, nice.
I was really, really good at I found out that if I bring the elbow in, you know, one shooter to another, I pull
right.
the elbow in, I'm able to hit that back cup in beer pong perfectly. If I bring the elbow in, I can get that drift off to the
Boy,
left side.
Millennials, I
make a lot
what,
of money.
I don't get that game. I don't get it. I just don't.
Do you get these games yeah. over here? Can you believe that they put us in, and I understand
well,
it was really, really nice.
You know, my
do.
Favorite game is darts because me, Travis Diener, McLaughlin, you know,
McLaughlin,
Michael Redd, we're dart throwers. Miritich! We shooters, cuz. That's the game I play. I play dart. I hit nothing but the bullseye.
I'm a big darts fan, but they put us right in the
no,
corner with all the dart boards. But, Leroy, they also put us right in the corner here with these games yeah. that resemble something of a slot. I love when we come out. I love when we come out to the Q Club. I got to do the pro basketball draft show last year.
I always think about giving away money.
Really, like that's the thing, right? Like I was over here and these machines, man, they kind of just sing to you sometimes. And I saw a couple of guys. My man Mike was over here playing, and yeah. I looked up. I said, "Hey, Mike, how, they ringing yet?" He said, "No, no one's singing." Well. Just wait till my 20 goes in, and hopefully they might be singing a little
dead
bit more.
I'm serious. They have my chair right by the dart machine. I'm going to take a picture of it and tweet it out.
These hey, are man. Some comfy chairs, too, man.
Gary Ellison will be here at 5 o'clock. He was the diva that requested these chairs. I didn't care. But the guy, you know, he had 7 knee replacements, a back replacement, and he requested these chairs. During the break, he would take a nap. So they are very comfortable. And they will go get him one, like, it was like just one chair all the way on the other side.
Right, all the way in the corner.
And they would drag it over here. A young lady, that the chair was bigger than her, but she brought it over because he's a diva. He had to have this chair. And he just sat back for 4 hours and just, and the guy just looked comfortable.
And we're just waiting for him to bring some,
you know, old people,
contenders in.
You know, old men just cross their legs and it's real slow.
Right.
And when it gets there, they can't move it no more.
They're done.
That's how he was.
And like 30 seconds in, you feel like the tingles because it's running down your foot because there's no blood flow getting to it. How am I the oldest 24-year-old guy around? I know all these tricks.
You're around all these old people every day.
404.
40-something. I'm 50. Gary's like 62. I mean, I don't know how you do it every day.
Oh, it's fun. You guys keep me young. Or maybe I keep you guys young. Maybe that's what
possibly.
It is. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. Add us at 1057FMTheFan. We like it when you add us. It's more fun when you let us know where you're at, where you're listening, and who you want. That's what I said. Who's your guy, right? Who's your guy and why? Because there's dudes up and down this draft board that is going to tickle somebody's fancies. They're going to get somebody all up in arms.
Yep.
Sparky has been all against Leroy
mm-hmm.
taking a tight end at 12.
Right.
Right. He hasn't wanted a tight end at 12. He doesn't want to hear about it. He doesn't care that they're from Iowa, and usually they're hardworking guys, and usually they just know how to play football. The more and more I read, Leroy, about this TJ Hockenson
right.
tight end out of Iowa, the more and more last night I just found myself falling in love with the idea of giving Aaron Rodgers a big physical dude that can be a deep threat down the middle. But also, Matt LaFleur wants to run the football. T.J. Hockenson is going to help you run the football. They're claiming that this guy is one of the best blocking tight ends that you've seen come out in the last 7-10 years. That's going to fit right into misdirection, outside zone that Matt LaFleur wants to run.
Absolutely, and I think multiple tight end sets is something that he's also talked about. But if you look at, they brought Mercedes Lewis, a big guy. They brought Jimmy Graham back. Now if you want a really elusive guy to get around, to sit in those zones and be very productive, that could be really, if you want to be, you know, keep it 100, that could be your slot guy to take over everything you want.
Sure.
Almost like an H-back. Just move, keep him on the move. But, again, the last time a tight end was that high, that turned out to be a thing, I think, with Vernon Davis, that guy was amazing.
Amazing. Sixth pick in the draft right after A.J. Hawk.
Amazing. And you would think that, I don't know if he can be that guy. Actually, I think the guy behind him, they thought, would be even better. But
and Noah Fant. Yeah, the other Iowa tight end. Yep.
Right. But, again, you got a lot of holes. And tight end just isn't one. If that was the case, then why even bring Jimmy Graham back? Why pay him the $5 million roster bonus or whatever?
Sure.
Give Jimmy Graham a chance to put Lasher behind him, be more productive, be in the red zone. And, you know, if for some reason you can move back and get another. I like the tight end from Alabama. You know,
Irv Smith, yep.
Irv
I really
Smith
like him
later,
too. Yep.
If you want to. There's a lot of tight ends in this draft. So I'm just not sure about taking one 12. But if they did, it would say I'm getting weapons for Aaron Rodgers, and it's on offense. So, but again, how would you sell it to your Green Bay Packer base, saying you're trying to win a Super Bowl if that top pick is a tight end?
And I get that part of it, but we just saw a team rattle off three of the last four championships with a tight end that we pretty much across the board when Gronk retired said, yeah, that dude's going to the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
People aren't saying T.J. Hockenson, they're dialing him in for the Hall of Fame, but all I read is Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. He's not Gronk based on what I see.
Sure.
I mean, production-wise, size-wise, and all that, he may even be faster and more elusive than Gronk, because I'm a tight end specialist, being a safety. I usually shut him down.
That's what I think is so cool about having this conversation, because you were matched up against so many of them all the time.
Yeah. And that's why I liked it, the tight end from Alabama. All three of those guys are pretty good. I don't know if they're difference makers in an offense that you're going to give 160 targets to Devontae Adams. That would take away targets from him. That's why I didn't want Antonio Brown. I wanted Devontae Adams to be your clear-cut number one. Your number two, you got to buy into Geronimo Allison and your three babies. You got to buy into them, and you got to buy into – wouldn't it be a shame to draft him that high and he doesn't play?
For sure.
Jimmy Graham is having a great year, or Mercedes Lewis is a better blocker. But if you take him that high, you put him in the offense. And then now you don't need a fullback anymore. He can be your fullback through your H-back. He can be your lead blocker.
That's your point.
He can run the stretch play. He can run the naked, the boots. He can do a lot of things. And by men in the Big Ten, we're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. So, again, I just don't know if it's a difference maker at 12.
I was just stunned when I read this. Aaron Rodgers has been the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers since 2008. Ever since he has been the starting quarterback, he has not had – a running back, wide receiver, or tight end, the playmakers on offense, drafted in the first round.
Just amazing.
Not one.
And that's why people think that, you know, he has, you know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer because he's been winning with all the top picks have been on defense. He would have, and people think Devontae Adams was a first round pick. No, he was a second round pick.
No, Jordy Nelson
was a second round pick. And over and over and over again, they got all these tight ends in free agency. But they never did really draft one high. Now, I'm a big Robert Tonyan guy, so I hope he gets an opportunity. But
that's why you don't want a tight end at all. You want to see Tonyan.
Well, you know my pettiness always comes out. All I got to do is keep talking, right? Because I think Tonyan is better. Now, that's just me. The guy don't get a lot of opportunity. But at the same time, Aaron Rodgers deserved more weapons, and that weapon would be Jonah Williams at right tackle or Dillard. I bet you. If you look at all of the quarterbacks, okay? All the quarterbacks want an offensive line. But Russell Wilson, this guy signs a massive contract, the highest paid. He goes out and takes care of his five offensive linemen.
Right, buys him the Amazon stock right away.
Amazing. Yep. Do you? That's what you want, guy, to protect you. Because if Aaron is going to have, you know, he's 35 years old.
For sure.
You want him in the pocket, not running so much, be exposed to injuries. Secure that offensive line. And I think you'll see it better. Now, it may not be a sexy pick like everybody wants, but it'll be secure because, again, I keep thinking about number 52. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, but again, they can have ways to get him out of the pocket if they want to get a mobile tight end. That's a matchup problem because most tight ends can probably get away from one-on-one coverage. They're going to have to put safeties on this guy, Hockenson. They're going to have to double him. That opens it up for everybody. So that's a case for it. But it's also a case for if you want to get a quarterback as well because you're not going to be this high again. But I think the Green Bay Packers at this point are sitting in a good spot. But I want to know what the fans are consensus, what they've come down to. And they've kind of been all over the place based on what I'm looking at on my social media. It would think that most 50% of the fan base wants this one guy, and you just don't see it. And I think that could be a good thing. I mean, I think that'll be good for the base to understand that the Green Bay Packers, of their 30 visits, now I will say this, most of them were linemen. 1/6 of these guys were linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make a big difference to leaning towards offensive line. But you never know how this draft. But I will say this, Bill, I know I'm going to be right about it. In that top 20, two or three teams are going to do something you've never heard. I'm telling you, you got to be ready for it.
Yep.
I don't think it'll be like Minnesota.
It's my favorite part.
Like Minnesota not being ready to turn in their pick, that was the extreme, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be somebody draft the guy. Sort of maybe if you go all the way back when Indianapolis, I forgot the player that was on the board, but they chose to get the defensive guy from Nebraska, the outside linebacker, pass rusher guy. And everything just exploded. They're yelling at each other because they chose to get a defensive guy. But there was other potential Hall of Fame type players that was there. You got to be ready for that. If you move up to get a player and he's gone, you got to be ready for that. And mm-hmm. This is Gutekunst's second draft. So to him, I'm sure he's got to be excited.
He's juiced up. He's got to be so excited.
Matt LaFleur has to be very excited too because he can get an offensive player.
even just saying it this route, Leroy, he's got to be excited because he's got firepower.
Yeah.
Two first-round picks. You can go up. You can go down. I was just talking in the last segment. If you believe that Chicago, 52, Khalil Mack, they're not going to draft tonight. Their coaches are basically going to go.
They got enough already.
Right. They got a case of brews. Yeah. They got a pizza, maybe some wings. Maybe they order from Q Club, and we're driving them on down there. 50-cent wings, by the way, if you're coming out here before 10 o'clock.
Man, my favorite, them lemon pepper, cuz.
You can point to your first-round pick. That's 52. Guy that you're going to have to block for the whole game
tonight. And that's why a lot of Packer fans wanted them to pull the trigger last year on Khalil Mack.
I'm more
enticed. Been your top pick.
At this point, I don't think I've ever been as enticed as ever to go up into the top 6, 7 and get the defensive player that you believe is going to be the next Khalil Mack.
Well,
we were talking about quarterbacks. If you're this high,
yes,
you might not be this high to get up there to get that echelon of a player again.
Well, Quentin Williams would be a guy that you can do that if you think he's that guy's amazing. He can go number one on a lot of boards. I mean, the kid Bosa, I think they're going to take him because of pedigree, and the guy's always hurt, though. I don't know if I can choose a guy like that. It's always hurt. I just can't. I mean, yeah.
Does it go against, we talked about this with basketball players a little bit more with like Zion Williamson. If he should sit out, he should go. He should play. He should not.
Yep.
Nick Bosa sat out for almost the entire year this year, knowing that this was going to be where he was at. He gets hurt. Would have been late in the year that he could have came back for Ohio State, maybe into late November.
No, I was waiting.
He said,
huh?
You know what? No, I'm good. I got some money coming next year. I'm all good.
I'm a top three pick.
Does that do anything for you as a guy that, I mean, you had to work to get into the second round like you were?
Yes. And I think his dad, they got a lot of pedigree. His brother, you know, playing with one of the nastiest defenses, you know, in L.A.
is one of the nastiest pass rushers in Joey Bosa.
Man, if they're healthy, though, you're going to a team that if a guy was healthy in college, How's he going to be healthy in the pros when these linemen are bigger, stronger, and faster? But that'll be for another day. If something happens and these guys start to fall and you feel like one of these, you can get either one of those two guys, then you, the two first-round picks makes a big difference now. You can go up and get a guy like that, and you're done for a while. You can just sit back and eat wings in the
right.
in the draft room and say, I'm good.
Hang out. We got our guy.
I got me
guy.
A pass rusher. I got me a three technique that's going to dominate people. But the odds of that happening is low, but you never know.
You just never know
you,
tonight.
You just never know. You only need one team to just say, you know what? This guy's been hurt a lot. I just need to get a quarterback.
414-799-1250. TJ's in Racine. TJ's on the fan.
What's up, TJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time calling in. Big fan.
Well, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, man.
But I've been listening all week, and I'm with Leroy. I want a lineman. But if we could trade up, and I don't know what it would cost to trade up, but if say number five, I want to get Quinnen Williams. Man, mm-hmm. Pro Football Focus, best pass rushing grade ever for an interior lineman. That's who I want if I could have anybody.
Thanks for the phone call. Now, I don't know if they'll do it because they really like Kenny Clark. They're going to give him a huge extension.
Yep.
They like Mike Daniels, but he's been banged up. A little undersized, but the guy's just nasty. You got Dean Lowry. You know, he's one of the backups. You know, they brought in Wilkerson last year. It didn't work out. But if a guy falls to five, which I'm shocked, and your phone rings, do you give
that
up?
That would be so tough for me not to
picks
do.
To, or some team may just give me 30 or 12 to go up to get him. Would you pull that trigger?
I'm going to let you know after the break because I think there's a definite scenario that it can come up. And
okay,
it
I
might not,
hear it.
It really might not be the worst idea that has ever come. And it might be – it could be the one that changes the Green Bay Packers, if you want to be completely honest with you. 414-799-1250.
Social media, they're going to attack you on?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, you got to say it.
Sure. Oh, no doubt. That's exactly why I do it. Come on now. You know me. 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Leroy Butler, Leap 36. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Challenge. We're out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Come on and hang out with us. Gary Ellerson gets here at 5. Bill Michaels comes up at 6. And it's the Fan's Draft Show going all the way through the first round. A lot more to get to. Stick around. 414-799-1250. If you want to join us, keep it locked. You got The Fan. I got is the finger snap to this.
Man, that's a jam.
This is good dancing for me, though.
That's a very relevant song. Because people on social media saying, if you don't pick the guy I want, you got me twisted. I love the reaction right now. Nope, that's not the guy I want. Nope, you got to get this guy. Nope, nope, you got me twisted, cuz.
That's Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Tosh is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. You got me twisted. I'm trying to get on the phone number, and I'm laughing. Oh,
hey,
my
we're
goodness.
Filling up out here, guys. We still got some seats.
Yeah, it is.
This is a lot earlier. Normally, people come later, but it's starting to fill up a little bit.
I'm saying, Leroy, like when we used to come here back in the glory days, as I'll call them,
yeah.
Back when I was able to do more of the 12-ounce curls, we used to come out here on like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yep.
And we would just Uber because we were 10 minutes away. There was no sense of driving Uber.
No.
And
we'd get home safe.
Man, yeah. We'd come out here for 3-4 hours and fill it up. And they have this new bocce ball court, indoor bocce ball court, like right in the middle of the pool tables over there.
Bocce ball? What is that?
Where you got like the little white ball. And then you each team has like 3 colored balls, like bigger ones,
yeah.
Like a red or a green or whatever.
Right.
So you throw the white ball out, and that's like the landmark where you have to go.
Right.
And I think it's just closest to on like the 3 or 4 shots. Right? Am I explaining this right, Nelson?
Sounds a little
okay.
boring, but continue.
It's not my kind of game.
Oh, okay.
I'm more
is that old school or millennial?
No, that's more old school.
Oh, okay.
Bocce ball is more of an old school game.
Yeah, because Nelson know about it. So Nelson know about it.
This man's out here making money, and you're just dogging.
Oh, my God, man. Nelson, the reason why we're here. So I'm gonna
right,
be nice
exactly.
to him.
We got to be nice to Nelson. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. Who's your guy and why? Want to know? I gotta say, there's always a difference between the number one guy that you are. Everybody's dead set on, right? Like
right.
Kyler Murray has been the number one guy going
Consensus,
into tonight.
You would think.
And then randomly, I don't know if this is the smoke screen, right, that everybody always talks about coming out, that teams are throwing out different illusions of who they want.
Right.
There's no way Cliff Kingsbury is not taking Kyler Murray, right? I mean, come on.
Hey, listen.
It's too easy, man. Just do it. This is why you got the job.
If that's the system you're going to run, he has to be that pick. I would be surprised. And maybe it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised by the time the draft started. They've got a contract worked out. He's everything is signed, sealed, delivered, good. And they're going to keep Rosen. Just keep him.
Rusty says, only if Ed Oliver is gone am I interested in snagging T.J. Hockenson,
okay.
tight end,
okay.
out of Iowa.
Okay, I like that conversation. We can have that conversation.
So that's if there's not a defensive difference maker. I'll go with the tight end. I'll buy in. Also, then a lot of people coming in. Who's your guy and why? You can add us at 105.7FM, the fan on Twitter. No, unless LaFleur is going to change the offense, I'd rather have Devin White, Andre Dillard, or Brian Burns out of Florida State. If they want defensive line,
Burns-y?
Go with Tiller. Tillery is, I believe, who he's talking
I'll
about.
I'll say,
guy
if
from,
it's Bryson Till, I like his music, but I don't think he's going in the draft.
No, I can't think he's getting picked
tonight. I don't
tonight.
Think so.
He says Jay's from Texas A&M in the second or third. Jay Sternberger is a tight end that you could probably have in the later rounds. So, Leroy, you're the Florida State guy. Ben Fennell, who's we're still efforting, you know, obviously busy dude today. Brian Burns, how much do you know about your Florida State Seminole there?
Brian Burns, to me, plays the run better than any guy. I mean, the guy gets after the quarterback, but he also plays the run. And see, you got to have guys nowadays because tight ends are just so huge, okay? They're just so huge and massive. You need a guy that can split that double team and stay up the field.
Right.
Split that and stay up the field. And I think one of the biggest things, though, is can a guy, you know, just beat a one-on-one? And Burns can do that. I don't want the bad defensive ends of Florida State to hurt this guy. Okay, this guy's been putting in work, okay?
How much
He's
going to
be a top
happens?
15 pick.
How much do you think that happens in the draft?
I think it happens a lot. I really do. I think it may fall on Jacobs at running back because people don't think, you know, Alabama running back is going to be any good. I mean, how can you do that with this guy, man? And some people think that certain quarterbacks in the Pac-10 are not going to turn out. I don't do that. I don't label one guy like that. If that's
right.
the case, Aaron Rodgers will never be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Don't pigeonhole him in with just, well, you know, these certain types of quarterbacks. Look at the film, see what the guy's going to be, pull the trigger, and he's your guy. If Burns is your guy, if you like him over Sweat because he doesn't have a lot of issues, he's your guy. The guy can really play the run as well as the pass. Some guys are just pass rushers, okay? Straight up pass rushers. That's all they can do. This guy can do both. I was going to say both, but we're not ready for that read yet. But, again, I'm okay with Burns.
Okay. Ben Lund on Twitter says, Hawk is good, but you could grab one of the Devins at 12, either Devin White or Devin Bush, the two inside linebackers. I can't think Devin White's going to get to you at 12, linebacker from LSU. It just seems like he's pigeonholed in to go there at 5 to Tampa Bay. But if he does fall, that's another dude that's just a straight-up difference maker right out of the gate. And
right.
you can still probably get Font or the kid from Bama, Irv Smith Jr., who you really like, Leroy,
yes.
at 30. At 44, I definitely jump on Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Plays the ball better than Adrian Amos as a safety.
Okay.
And then you can cut Tremont Williams because, unlike Tremont, Charles Gardner-Johnson actually tackles.
Only thing don't be taking attacks at folks. Don't do that.
I'm not so against Tremont Williams in the back half of this defense as everybody else.
Tremont is on the team. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he signed, but like.
You need veterans, though. You don't need to cut him for
exactly.
Unknown because we think a guy is, you know, got a few highlights. I mean, I could put together a highlight. Me and you shooting three. That don't make somebody going to draft us. You know, so my thing is this.
My growth chart was right, and I was been 6'10". I'd have got
you had a growth chart of 6'10"?
Yeah, man. When I was like fourth and fifth grade, I was projected that I was going to be 6'9", 6'10".
Really?
I had
I hate you.
I had my Jordans ready. Like, I was out in the back putting up J's. If I'm going to be 6'9", 6'10", and I can shoot from 25 out, I'm going to be making a lot of money in this
league. Yeah, but you wouldn't be on the big show.
Right, and then
so
I stopped
traded millions for hundreds. It's all good. It's all good. I don't believe in that growth chart stuff anyway.
And some of the wings and chicken tenders that I'm about to have here at the Q Club of Wisconsin.
Get the lemon pepper, I'm telling you.
You're really into the lemon pepper. See?
Rick Ross told me about that a long time ago.
Are you Gary style where you only go with the flats? Flats
only? Flats. I don't even know what the other part is.
So, really? Because I think the drum part of the wing is
never heard of. Drum is for when you're in a band. Get them flats, cuz.
Man,
and
that's
you got
crazy.
Two bones instead of one. You can put them in there and pull out the meat and just a bone. You can't do that with that other thing y'all talking about. Man, come on, man. I get 50 flat fried hard lemon pepper with extra butter.
We walk into Element when we're out there for the NCAA tournament. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, Gary walks in and goes, "Hey, where's the wings at? Dip them things in some grease, cuz." Okay, all right, we're ready to go.
Drop them.
Time to party.
You tell them, drop them.
414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. If you guys want to get in touch with us, who's your guy and why? We're going to break up some of this draft
tell
talk.
Us
we
why.
Got. We got Adam McCall coming
some,
up, too.
Give me some draft scenario. I mean, some trade scenarios, too.
I got
Let's
two
have
of them.
Fun with this thing.
I got two of them, and I got exactly who I want with it, too.
And I must hear from Adam McCall. I got to feel better about what I'm thinking about my 500 team right now.
And that's coming up at 3:48. But first, Leroy Butler has some words from Gina Della.
Hey, Gina Della's been doing something, guys, for a long time. But I tell you, as of late, she put together a program that's amazing. Zero money down. No interest and no payment for 18 months. Think about that. I mean, compare that up to any of those knockoff other companies that try to put these windows in to start falling out by
windows.
Yourself. This is the company you should go to.
Go.
If you're building a house from the ground up, you can do it now. But say you know what? I didn't know about Pella Window and Doors. I didn't know about them before, Leroy, and I got a house up. I got some condensation between my windows, and every now and then it's a glare. Every morning there's a glare through there. In the wintertime, it's a whistling sound. I want it to stop, but I don't get my check until 15 months from now. Guess what? I got somewhere for you to go. PellaWI.com, okay? PellaWI.com. They have representatives there to chat with you and go through it.
Your
budget.
Nice. I like to talk to somebody.
Right.
I don't like to. I'm one of the bad millennials where I'm not trying to buy all my stuff online.
100.
Like, I'm going in and getting pants. I want to feel how they fit through the leg. I want to feel how they go all the way down. And I'd like somebody to help me out and let me know, hey, man, those are.
America,
hey,
this guy's standing up demonstrating this.
You should probably go up to like a 42. You're sitting there at a 38, buddy. I'm sorry, you probably go to a 42.
Hey, my nephew is a 28 in the waist. He wears size 36. He just likes them big, okay? But listen.
Don't you hate skinny people?
I despise them. I got two of my daughters here today. They can eat all they want and still stay skinny. I hate them. If I eat it, I can't fit into my tux next week. And my wife here, so I got to be nice.
Yeah, you do have to be nice.
Gina Della actually will be going to the Packer Hall of Fame next week. That's where me and Gary saw her at. So, guys, please give her a call. 262-783-6600. 262-783-6600. Tell them Gary Ellison and Leroy Butler sent you. Say, send that guy Pete to my house to start measuring today.
414-799-1250. Who's your guy and why? Dial it up. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. 1454. 1-4-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here at Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. I'm like minutes away from getting my hands on some chicken tenders. There, right? I've been trying to pace myself because I had a late breakfast. So I'm going to be at the Milwaukee Admirals game tonight, game three. Calder Cup playoffs.
You have your baby Tausch jersey?
I got it in the car.
Nice.
I didn't want to wear it in here because you told everybody about these comfortable chairs that Gary got for us. See, now the issue with these comfortable chairs is when you're a pear-shaped individual like myself, sometimes you like melt into the chair and you can feel like the back sweat. I'm pooling back there right now.
Really?
Oh, pooling.
And it feels good.
Pooling.
In here,
and the worst part is, if I did that, I didn't want people to see that at the end. So I'm gonna change and make it all clean. Okay. I got my Admiral stuff on game three, Calder Cup playoffs tonight.
Well, at least you don't smell, so you're good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Tickets?
I'll let you know. I have to move my chair over a little bit and go out there and get my Lysol. I'm in love with Lysol.
414-799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Tosh, that's Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Who's your guy and why? Let's go out to Andy on the east side of Milwaukee. Andy, you're up on the fan.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate you taking the call. You guys do a great job.
Hey, man. Appreciate you dialing it up, Andy. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate it.
No problem. It's an exciting day. My guy is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think probably with the 30th or maybe, if we're lucky, the 44th pick. I think he's the best safety in the draft. He's most versatile, really good tackler, also really good in coverage, and did it in the SEC. And I think that would be a great fit next to Amos, and I think could be a first-year starter. And he's gotten better each season he's played, and I really think that he would be a great difference maker on defense for us.
What pick do you want him?
It's looking like he might be end of the first, beginning of the second. So I would say either 30.
Okay.
It is a pretty deep class for safeties, but I think somebody's going to take him in the first round. So possibly could move up, but I think it would either be 30 or, if we're lucky, 44.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
That sounds good. My friend Kurt just he's been nailing it the last couple of years.
Okay.
So he said he wants Devin Bush at 12, linebacker from Michigan, or Montez Sweat if he fell. And at 30 was Juan Thornhill, the safety out of Virginia.
I've heard that name too. That was Dan Shonka was really, really into that.
Yeah, he's a good player. So that, again, that would be loading up on defense.
How much does the conference that you play in college matter to you?
That's a great question.
Because
that's a great question. I don't think it really matters. All SEC players aren't great players.
Okay. See, now I would have totally thought it was the other way around. Guy coming from Florida State, football factory.
Yeah. I don't really call it in these conferences. I think it's all individual. I mean, really, because it's hard for me to believe that SEC guys are tougher than guys in the Big Ten.
Sure.
The Big Ten guys are bigger, stronger, and faster. You mean to tell me that the guys in the SEC are better than the guys at Ohio State? Stop it.
Do you think the guys in the SEC were better than the guys that I played against in the CCIW?
Slightly, probably.
Slightly, probably. Yeah. Okay.
But it's different, though, sometimes for the most part.
Yep.
You can get guys from, small schools to,
People's champion, Saginaw Valley State with
Jeff
Janis. Right.
You also look at, the best receiver of all time, Jerry Rice, Mississippi Valley State. Walter Payton.
You're preaching now.
These guys, so somebody is going to select players from schools that weren't on your radar. You didn't see them play, but you saw them on film. That's the good thing about having social media now. You can always pull up these guys and find these guys, and I think that's what
that's
the scouts got to do. The scouts got to find which individual player. I don't fall in love with the school. I don't fall in love with the particular player, but the position should make you go to player that can help you, not where he played. I don't care about that.
Jeremy's in New Berlin. Jeremy, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today. Just want to weigh in on the tight end.
Yeah, come on with it.
If you look at history of first round tight ends, the Vernon Davises, the Eric Ebrons, the Hayden Hurst, they generally don't pan out, or it takes some time for them to do it. The guys that are in the top five of the tight end classes now are the Zach Ertz's and the Travis Kelce's, the Delaney Walkers. Those guys were third, second, fifth round picks. So that being said, I think at 12, I think they go Jonah Williams. You guys keep talking about SEC. You talk about production. he fits the bill, and I think he could slide in right away.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
At 30, I think they do offense again. I think they grab one of these wide receivers. Forget about DK Metcalf. The other kid on the other side is just as good, and the kid from Arizona State can play too. So I think they address their defensive part. I don't think they do tight end because, again, that's a position. It takes a little bit of time to get acclimated to the pro style and stuff like that. So I think they shore up their offensive line and get another receiver.
Appreciate it, Jeremy.
Great phone call. And I mean, if they can get the kid from Oklahoma at 30 and they can get Jonah Williams, I'll be very happy.
See, now I'm in the same boat. If you get Jonah Williams at 12, even if Hockenson is there, I'm going to be cool.
Yeah.
You get a guy that can plug and play. Offensive line, I'm a little bit biased, but yep. I love that decision.
Yes. And or Dillard. I'm all right.
Or Dillard. I really like Jawan Taylor's the guy I think is the best offensive lineman in the draft, but that's
okay.
Just me.
Well, no, that's okay. Right. But I've seen Jonah Williams play. A lot of these guys I had to just watch tape mm-hmm. and see him play. This guy, I think he's a right tackle. Some people think he's a guard, but I think he can play right tackle. I don't get into how long and short your arms are. If you can play, you can play.
Let's quickly grab Louie and Franklin before Adam McAlvey comes up after the break. Louie, you're on the fan. What's going on, man?
Hey, Louie.
Afternoon, guys. Good job, as always, holding down
Appreciate
the fort. At 12, I want an impact defensive player or my starting right tackle for the remainder of Aaron Rodgers' career. Whether that's let's just say Martinez is Navarro Bowman. Now you got Patrick Willis. You got to find a guy that can run sideline to sideline and cover.
Sure.
Or you got to find a safety that you're going to put next to Amos. They're going to have a decision on Mike Daniels with Kenny Clark, kind of coming to his own. Or I want a guy that's going to replace Bulaga. I don't want a tight end. Just to kind of expand on that last caller who kind of had pretty much my thought is I'm okay missing out on Vernon Davis if, because the guy you get on defense may be your starter for the next 6 or 7 years. You look at just really two of the more recent first-round picks at tight end, O.J. Howard, really fast, really strong. Even has Mike Evans that's taken the double team. He's just not performing.
But,
then you look at another
Louis,
guy like Tyler
too.
Eifert, man.
Look, I agree with you. I'm going to let you finish here quickly. But also look at who O.J. Howard has thrown him the football. You're going to get Aaron Rodgers throwing you the football if you're T.J. Hockenson coming to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you definitely do. But I mean, he's already got the highest paid tight end in the league on the roster. And I don't think that guy coming in is going to give you more than what Jimmy Graham is going to give you. I mean, it's not like the guy's going to be, a wide receiver. You look at really the top five tight ends of the last 10 years, none of them are first-round picks, really, unless I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think Gates was a first-rounder. Gronk wasn't a first-rounder.
Mm-mm.
Kelsey's
nope.
not a first-rounder.
Right.
And Jimmy Graham's not a first-rounder. So you're going to be able to find guys that can stretch the field and run. Find a guy in the mid-round that can run and that you can teach to run routes. And within your system, that's really what it boils down to. It's not about, the guy looking like a wide receiver in a tight end's body. It's more the skill set of being able to run and get open when you're the guy that's taking the double team. You look at those guys, they're the guys that have been double teamed, and they still perform. So you look at O.J. Howard, he's open because they got Mike Evans, and he's getting doubled. So, that's really what it boils down to me. Give me an impact defender that I can put next to Martinez, or give me my next right tackle or my guard for the remainder of Rodgers' season.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Louis.
Yeah, he makes a lot of good points.
For sure he does. Yes. There's a lot of history saying that the top tight ends in the NFL aren't necessarily top 15 picks. But mm-hmm. from what these guys that I really, really trust reading from and I've read for a long time and I know that they're really, really plugged in. How many of these guys
I understand.
You know the guys that are really plugged in and the guys that are
right.
kind of
– Yeah.
They're saying this dude is the best tight end prospect they've seen in the last couple of decades. Eric Ebron was the last guy that really went high. And you're right. He went and did it for another team. But he had Andrew Luck throwing him the football in an offense that was based off play action, run first.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught 13 touchdowns this year. So there's
– Tight end is a very important position.
For sure. That it can be.
That's why they gave the money and brought Jimmy Graham in here. That's
mm-hmm.
why they've been trying to get the money to Jerry Cook. That's why they tried to get the money to Martellus Bennett. They've been trying to get big tight ends in here to do a combination of both. That's why they signed Mercedes Lewis. They've been doing this. But, again, if you deem this guy as a difference maker and can turn your team around and be productive, then you take him. But if you if he's productive and Aaron Rodgers is getting hurt because nobody can block on the right side, then why does it matter?
414-799-1250. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with Adam McCalvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com. Calms us all down about the Milwaukee Brewers next Wendy's so. Big Show here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.